Radio.com. Tres Rios Silver was.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning into the show tonight. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're taking some time tonight, sitting down with us and watching and listening to our show. I don't know if you're listening online or if you've called in, but there's two ways to listen to our show. You can either find us on the web at our website, www.shesgonecountry.us. You can click the media link, and it'll take you into our blog talk player, and you just hit play and you'll listen to us live, or you can catch any of our archives. They're all there for your listening pleasure. You can also call in live 347-857-3760, and if you're driving down the road and you've got a Bluetooth, you can stream this. You can stream it from your smartphone or your tablet and join in on the great interviews that we try to bring you each and every week here at She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. I want to just let our listeners know that tonight it is just me alone. My beautiful co-host and aunt Vicki is off this evening. I just want to lift her up in prayer. She's just battling the ill ick and yuck and just trying to get better and healthy. And it's been a long road and a long battle, but I know she's going to be back with us next week in full force. So Aunt Vicki, love you and get well. I know Donna Lynn's been out busy, our guest co-host, Donna Lynn Quintana. I know she's been out and about doing all that she does so great for Western Wishes, and we just want to tell her we love you and miss you and miss our cheerleaders, so be sure if you're listening, pop in and say hi. But I know she's been on the road granting wishes and making sure that we are that she's out there preserving the Western way of life and helping those kids that are facing adversity, so we miss her. So tonight it's just me, but I'm very excited about tonight because tonight we are starting just one more new thing that we are adding to our show, one new segment each month, and we are excited to partner with these folks and this organization. It's a new organization, and as you know, She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is all about preserving the heart and the spirit of the American cowboy and cowgirl and keeping that alive for our future generations. And so all of us know that that as years go on and times change, so does the sport that we love so much. They evolve, the way of life we love evolves. But I believe that we can still keep it close-knit and pass the principles and the characters and the things that we love so much about that way of life and this way of life on to future generations. And so this is just one more step. This is evolution of the sport. We have partnered with the ERA Association, the Elite Rodeo Athletes Association. It's a new association in its first inaugural year, and it's a little bit cutting edge. It's a little outside of the box. It's got some new fun things that they're doing within the event, and I know they have just wrapped up their fourth stop, and we were fortunate enough to be part of their first stop in Redmond and their third stop in Boise, and hope to be at some of their other events down the road. But we are going to each month highlight an athlete from the ERA, and we're going to bring them on, and we're going to visit with them. We're going to hear all about what they're up to, how the ERA is going, the you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly about behind the scenes. But I really think you're going to see that it's some great, great things happening. I was really impressed with what I saw in Boise. I don't see how it could do anything but elevate and power the sport of rodeo and cowboys as a whole, and just give these athletes another venue that they can look to and strive to reach and achieve in their career. So tonight, I want to welcome to the show. He was sitting first going into Albuquerque this week, and I know he finished second. He's a bareback rider out of Mullen, Nebraska, Rook 2006. I want to welcome to the show Mr. Stephen Dent. Stephen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. Thanks for joining me tonight. Stephen, tell us, how is it going? How did Albuquerque go this weekend? Because our listeners that are listening that weren't in Albuquerque don't get to see this till June 1st. So tell us about last night first and foremost.
Yeah.
Actually, Saturday, I guess. It's Monday. I've been in Texas, yeah. So I guess it was Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, it was Friday and Saturday. Friday, we just had some real nice hoppers out, and I was like 80. I think I ended up fifth or sixth. And then Saturday, we had horses that were a little bit tougher to get by, and I drew a really good horse, a Stay Smith, called Artie Mercer, and I ended up winning second Saturday night. So, It went good, you know. As long as I can do my job and continue to make good rides, it's all going to come down to the finals anyway, so I just try to kind of keep pace with the top guys. And the bareback riding is really tough. We got a lot of really good bareback riders in the ERA.
You do. I think it, all across the board, it's just got to be a tough battle each and every stop.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I believe we have every world champion since 2001 is a member of the ERA, with the exception of Kelly Timmerman, who's retired. So,
love bareback Kelly. Kelly's a great guy. He should be commentating somewhere along the line, because I tell you, he is a hoot, and he loves you rough stock riders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was lucky enough to rodeo with Kelly a little bit for probably 2 or 3 years, and he was a great bareback rider, and did a lot for the sport of bareback riding, always helping young kids out, and he did a lot to help me when I first came around.
Well, let's talk about that. When you first came around, let's go back a little bit. Tell us a little bit about growing up and where your roots in rodeo and the Western way of life come from, and how you got started in your career in rodeo.
Yeah, I was raised on a ranch. We live north of Mullen, Nebraska, just sand hills in Nebraska. It's very rural country.
Yeah.
I just grew up riding horses and stuff. My dad rode broncs when I was little, and then as my sister and I got old enough to start junior rodeoing and stuff, he hung it up to give us the opportunity to do what we wanted to do, and they hauled us around and put us on sheep and calves, steers, and then got to high school rodeoing. And my sophomore year, I started riding broncs like in seventh grade, and then I rode bulls. Obviously, that just kind of translated, or you know, kind of just rolled in from steer riding. And then I started riding bareback horses when I was a sophomore. I always kind of wanted to, and Dad always tried to kind of kind of deter me from it just because it's so physical on your body. And it wasn't that he didn't want me to do it. He wanted me to get physically strong enough to do it. And then I'm glad I waited till I was more mature and stronger to where my body could take the beating. And so when I learned how to do it, I learned how to do it more correct. And then as soon as I graduated high school, I bought my permit and got it filled that year. And then I was a rookie in 2006.
Wow. So that had to be pretty exciting for you. And it's culminated since that point. How has it been from your rookie year till, I mean, you've got about 6 years in there and, you know, as you said, bareback riding is very physically demanding on the athletes. And I am finding over the course of interviewing several athletes, past, present, and future, you know, that it is the more demanding of the sport compared to bull riding and saddle bronc riding, where there's more finesse and leg strength. And not that there isn't in bareback riding, but it's just the overall impact on your body and the jarring of your body. How have you been able to stay injury free? Have you been able to keep yourself in a physical state where you haven't sustained a lot of wear and tear? Because 6 years ago, I mean, it's been 6 years. That's a long time so far for a bareback rider.
Yeah, it's actually been 10 because I was a rookie in 2006.
Oh, yeah, we're in 2016. I don't know what I'm thinking. Gosh, where's my brain tonight?
I know. It's kind of like, where did all the time go? But
oh, my gosh.
I rode barebacks and saddle broncs both for my entire professional career. And last year, I was burnt out on bareback riding. I was sick of getting on 150 horses a year. And, I mean, they hit you in the head and your neck and shoulders and whiplash and head injuries. And it's just so physical. So I decided last July, my heart really wasn't in it. But I loved rodeoing and I loved getting on bucking horses and I love saddle bronc riding. So I took off the entire year last year from bareback riding and just rode saddle broncs and tried to make the finals. And then this winter, with the American coming around and the ERA coming around, I got back to craving bareback horses and watching the finals and not being there for the first time since I first made it, other than one other year when I had tore my knee up. Just watching it and knowing that I could compete with those guys, and I didn't really like watching it on TV. I got re-motivated and went in and started working out with our high school wrestling team, and they whipped me into shape, and I just got re-motivated. And I feel like taking the break and letting my body kind of recoup and getting back in is in really good physical condition and getting back to where I really had the want to do it has really improved my bareback riding. Like
kind of like rejuvenated it and given it a new
kickstart. Yeah, it's almost like my rookie year all over again, where it's exciting, it's new, it's
revitalize the drive.
Yeah, because bareback riding is so tough physically that it's something that you really, really better love to do, or else you're not going to be your best. And that's kind of where I was at, is I was, rather than competing for world titles, I was having to try to bust it up and down the road just to make the finals, and that wasn't really where I wanted to be. And so I'm really, really glad with my decision, and I'm really thankful for the ERA to come around and give me the opportunity to compete against the best bareback riders in the world for a world title with a less vigorous schedule. I've got a couple kids at home and a lot going on here. We've got some cows and stuff. So it's ideal for me, and I feel,
that's awesome.
I do feel like it will grow the sport of rodeo, and hopefully we can – you know, maybe take rodeo to the next level.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, and that's a great way to end and segue into our commercial break. We're going to take a quick station identification and commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Stephen Dent. And what's going on and all about BRA. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com. Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at westoncompanyjewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. I want to give a special shout-out to one of our sponsors of our Contestant Corner website and all things that we do video and media-wise, and that is the Challenge of Champions Tour Bull Ridings out of Roseburg, Oregon. Jason Maddox, Natalie Maddox, we thank you so much for your continued support. I know they had an event this last weekend, and we'll be getting some updates from Andrea and Jason real soon. We'll get this posted to our website. But be sure you go to our website, shesgonecountry.us, and click on the Contestant Corner and check out all the fun videos we've done. I know we've got some more coming down that will be uploaded soon. So, again, thank you to Jason and Natalie for all your support of She's Gone Country with CB Cowgirls. Tonight we have started our new broadcast, a new segment in our show each month, and we are joining forces and here to elevate and promote and bring to the forefront the ERA Association, Elite Rodeo Athletes Association. It's a new organization in the rodeo industry. It hasn't been without controversy, but I believe that anything you do great in life and anything you take a risk on, you're due to get some kickback and some, good, bad, and indifferent reports. But, speaking firsthand from being there, seeing it, watching it, seeing the production crew, talking with the crew, talking with the athletes, seeing the stock, seeing the fans, I can tell you right now that it is a caliber event and it is only going to get better. And I can tell you, firsthand as well, from running a rodeo, in a little rodeo in Spokane, Washington for several years and knowing what goes into that event within the other associations and producing a great event, and knowing after 7 years where we were to where we went and where I ended when I left, the ERA is going to go nowhere but up, and I'm excited to be able to bring to you guys the athletes that are making this event possible, that have taken a risk and stepped out probably outside most of their comfort zone and really excited about the change. But I'm sure there's a lot of thought that went into the decision to shift gears. And so with me tonight, we've started this month with our first athlete profile, and that's with Stephen Dent. Stephen, thank you so much for taking some time out tonight and spending it with us. So welcome to the show.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, the first part of the show, we talked to Stephen a little bit about where, his growing up and what he did in his younger years. He was Rookie of the Year in 2006. I can't add today, so I was thinking it's only been 6 years. I'm stuck in 2012, but speed forward to 2016. And he is full force back in action at bareback riding with the ERA. And I got to tell you, the ERA, it's the League of Champions. It's, the best of the best. It's got over 87 of the top athletes. It's representing 135 world championships. They've got a world finals coming up, ERA World Championships, November 9th through the 13th in Dallas. They've added the new qualifier in Salt Lake City at the Days of 47, July 19th through the 23rd. And they just finished up another stop on their tour in New Mexico, which will air on Fox Sports 2 June 1st. And they're always on Wednesday, so be sure you tune in and check out that event. So, Stephen, you know, we were just before the break talking about your decision to come to the ERA. And I know, like I said, in growing up, you know, my grandpa and my Uncle Henry, they were pioneers in the rodeo industry, and they were pioneers in the stock contracting industry, and they took risks, and they, you know, drove cattle across miles and miles of land to start an event. So I understand, you know, there's a lot of thought and process that goes into making something new happen. What was that like for you, making that decision?
Yeah, it was a no-brainer to me. How I made the decision, I love the PRCA. I have everything I have because of the PRCA. And when I looked at the sport of rodeo, I thought that we needed something to showcase the best athletes. The way the PRCA is kind of set up, they have the NFR, which does a great job of showcasing the best athletes, but I just thought that there was a better way to do it, and along with a lot of the other top cowboys, and it hasn't been without ruffling some feathers, but that really wasn't intentional. I would have liked to have seen us be able to work together and just grow the sport. That's been my whole intention. If I can, I'm kind of toward the backside of my career, and if I can leave rodeo better than the way I found it, I'll be happy. And if this can grow into something that can make rodeo really great for my kids or the next generation, if they want a rodeo, that's kind of what it's all about to me, more so than, whether I can rodeo or just ERA rodeo or this or that. It's been more about trying to make the entire sport of rodeo better. And I feel like it's in a better place right now. Like, I feel like we have made strides. So,
I agree with you. I agree with you 100% because, you know, I look at the sport of rodeo as a whole, and I look at other sporting events and other industries, and I'm very much the old school camaraderie. You know, when I used to go down the road rodeo, and everybody was at the events for a day or two, they could hang out, they got to see each other, and then there was this time there where everybody was just going, you know, mock two with their hair on fire, and you'd want to visit with someone like, oh, they already left to the next rodeo. So the demand to be on the road and traveling, and I know that's great for an athlete who's really striving and contending for that world championship, but I really feel that there's room for everybody. I really feel like every event that has come out of rodeo, they've had its purpose and its intentions, and for all that it's worth, it's always to better the sport, because really, rodeo is just a small big family, so to speak. You know, we're everywhere, but we're still united together. And I think when the dust settles, I think when the first year's underneath you, I think you're going to see a different overall feel of how the ERA is looked at. And I think there's going to be you guys are going to be highly, if not you already are, highly respected, because you guys have worked your tails off to get to where you're at.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy. And I would say, I think that you're right saying that after this first year. I think that a lot of the negative toward the ERA will turn to positive. The number one thing that people, in my opinion, don't like about the ERA is that everybody's on tour the entire year and we didn't have a qualification system. And that was really the only way to start it, because we had to be able to guarantee to sponsors, fans, and TV and the venues where we're having these that these guys are going to be there, and that's the only way we could do it. And I think that a lot of that's going to get released with we're taking two qualifiers to the ERA World Championships to compete for the rounds pay $21,000 a round. So when the other guys that are rodeoing, because there's a lot of other talent out there. Like, I'm not going to say that there isn't other guys that can ride really good. And we want them to come to the ERA, and we want them to come be able to showcase, if they wish, be able to showcase their talent on a televised tour and, you know, hopefully grow some sponsor revenue.
Yeah. Well, and I look at it too, you know, again, it goes back to legacy and what you believe in your heart of hearts. And I remember we were talking with Casey Field in Salt Lake, and that it's a question that I'd like to ask all of you guys because of your careers and because of what you've done in the sport of rodeo and in your life and where you're at today in your life. You know, ERA is giving you the opportunity to not be on the road so much. It is giving you out the opportunity to still make a great living, but still have some more quality time to run your ranches, to run your businesses, to run, you know, run and be the heads and of your household or the wives and moms of the household without the conflict of, oh, do I go here? Oh, do I go there? And what about this? And what about that? And that's important for your own personal legacy of your family and your kids. And I think your kids will get to look back in life and say, look what my dad did. Look what he started. And look what he took a risk at and was a part of. And look where it's at today.
Yeah, I sure hope so. You know, the ERA's model is really simple. It's a lot like any other professional sport. You know, you take the best cowboys against the best stock and put them on TV on a tour that ends with a world championship. And that's probably the hardest thing about rodeo, or one thing that's held us back, is that it's hard for somebody to understand, because, you know, they're maybe in slack here and then they're up that night at a different rodeo and they might turn out, they might go, they might come, they might not. And we're eliminating all that and just making it simpler for the fan. And yeah, I hope when it's all said and done, I hope that my kids can look back and say, you know, rodeo is great because something that my dad was a part of or something. That'd be a dream come true.
Well, I think you'll see that dream come true. And you know, we are about out of time, but, you know, Stephen, where you're sitting now, tell our audience where you're at in the standings now. Are you still sitting first after Albuquerque?
No, I think I'm sitting second. I haven't looked at it. Bobby had a really good weekend. He won like a second and a fourth, and I won a second and a fifth, maybe, right around there. It's really tight. I think Bobby Moat's in the lead.
Okay.
And then me, and I don't know, Casey's right there, and Austin Foss is right there, Will Lowe's right there. Everybody's been riding really good. It's tough. You know, you'd think you go to an event and you're 80, 81, or, you know, on one of them and 85 on the other one, you'd think that you could probably hold your spot at the lead, but I think Bobby caught me and passed me, so I'll have work to do when we go to Salt Lake. What?
I said it's a testament to the caliber of athletes. You guys are always just neck and neck.
Yeah, it's tough to get away when there's 11 guys. Well, we've only got 10 guys. We'll get Stephen Peebles back at Salt Lake, I hope. And
my goodness, yeah, that poor Stephen. We had him on the show back in December, or maybe it was January, the first of the year, and he was all he got healed up, and then he got injured again.
Yeah, that guy, he's injury prone, and it's probably a good thing for the rest of us, because he's impossible to beat when he's on. So, but. No, he'll get healed up. I hate it for him, and he's a great bareback rider, and I know he's itching to get out and show the world what he can do, because he can ride him like nobody else. So it'll be fun to get to compete against him once he gets back, and that's the one thing that's so great, is, you know, get to compete against him, Bobby, Casey, Will, you know, Austin Foss, Ryan Gray. It doesn't drop off. There's never a if there's one guy left and you're in the lead, you never know that you're gonna win it until it's all done. And I think it's great for the fans. I think we do put on a good show, and I'd invite anybody to come out and watch it and watch it on TV, and hopefully we can grow the sport.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. You get to come into town a couple days early, and you get to, you know, visit all your sponsors. You guys have the awesome meet and greet before the event, and you're just really connected, more so, I think, than you have been in the past. And I love the time allows for it, and yet you're still able to get out there and compete and make some good money. So I wish you the best of luck in July. I know you've got some downtime, so stay healthy and enjoy your family between now and then. And we'll look for you on Fox Sports on Wednesday, June 1st, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern time. And, Stephen, if there's anything else you want to say before we end the show, now's your time.
Okay, well, I'd like to thank you guys for having me on, and thank you for making the ERA known. And I think that if people know about us and buy a ticket, I don't think they'll be disappointed. So get out there and try to catch an event or come to Dallas.
Do you have, are you on all social media, so if people want to find you and follow you, can they find you on all Facebook and Twitter and those things?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I've got a fan page, Stephen Dent, Elite Rodeo Athlete. They can follow me on that. I set that up because I had a personal Facebook page, and I'm not very good at accepting friend requests. Like, I don't know why, I'm just not very good at it, but all they have to do is go and like it, and I'll post my schedule, post some videos and pictures and rides and my results and everything, and yeah, they can keep track of me there, or the ERA Rodeo has a Facebook page, I believe, and all they've got all sorts of social media. I'm not really a Twitter guy, I don't have time to do anything but Facebook every once in a while, so.
And this is just one another great reason why we're highlighting the athletes, because they're busy doing and competing and doing the things that they do. And so we're here to give them an opportunity to speak to their fans, talk to their fans, and make sure that their fans are following them and keeping up to date on all they're doing. So I know he's got a Facebook. If you want to find him on the ERA social media, he's out there. You can also go to www.eraprorodeo.com. They've got an athlete section there, and you can learn more about them there and click on their social media links there. So, Stephen, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I know Aunt Vicky wishes she could be here. I know she adores your mom and dad. And so make sure you say Vicky Christensen sends her love to them, and we wish you the best of luck in July. And I'm hoping we'll have an ambassador there to grab an interview with you there and continue to see you guys grow as you go down the road. So I'm going to say good night. And to our fans, we thank you. And to our sponsors, we thank you. Stay tuned next week. We will be honoring our Warriors and Rodeo Day and have honor our military. So tune in next week. And that is it from She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. And we are going to close it out with Crystal Lyons and a little Cowgirl Logic. We'll see you next week.
Crystal Lyons, and a good friend of mine was chomping at the bit to get his hands on my big gypsy Vanner stallion who had no ground manners. Well, I gladly accepted, and inside 20 minutes, Mike had Strider moving away from him and lunging in whatever direction he wanted, simply by pointing in that direction. It was amazing to watch Strider and Mike communicate with body language, and it was very evident that Mike was in control and Strider was not. Well, one thing I thought was pretty cool was the concept of the one who moves his feet most loses. Well, there were times when Strider really challenged Mike's right to tell him what to do, and he would attempt to move his body into Mike's space. Mike, in turn, would move just enough to keep his correct position and force Strider to lunge in a direction that he chose. Each time, Strider had to move his feet a lot while Mike basically stood still. It was pretty cool watching. And I understand the concept, because that's exactly what Satan attempts to do to each of us. God gives us a word, and the challenge then is to position ourselves correctly on that promise and hold our ground while the enemy seeks to get us to move off that place of dominance. As long as we refuse to move off and totally rely on God's word, we dominate the enemy. But if he can get us to move off that place, he has won and is in fact holding a level of domination over us. He who moves his feet most loses.
If you know that you have direction, stand steady. Hold your ground. Make the devil move instead. Because the one who moves his feet most loses. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
ForRadio.com.